This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. Welcome on into the Midday Show here on a Falcons Victory Tuesday. It's Abe Gordon in for Andy Bunker. Randy McMichael, Monday Night Football. How you doing today, man?
I'm all good over here, man. What's happening up in this thing, brother? On a victory Tuesday, as you said, as the Atlanta Falcons played or held on to their ass.
They played a Falcon game yesterday.
They damn sure did. But the most important thing is the dub, and they did get that, a good win against a very good football team. And it has ups and downs. It's all hell. Here comes the Falcons doing what Falcons do, and then the ability to get the ball back. And in those instances early in the season, they would have went three and out, punted the ball, another team would have went down to score. But this time, they were able to get the first down, get in the field goal range. And, I mean, what a kick. What a damn kick by that young man. I know I saw some people, well, where would the season have been if this guy was a kicker earlier on? I don't know. But I know that he made a big-time kick. And then for you to get lucky, because I'm telling you, that damn Puka, the way – I mean, some of the stuff that he has done this year as far as catching the football, the one he had in Carolina, and then this one right here, that even though it was a drop, I mean, just an unbelievable play by him. And, you know, for the Falcons' defense, I mean, to get three turnovers off of that, sacks, stop the run. I mean, they did so many good things yesterday defensively. And offensively, it was all about seven. Kirk didn't do nothing. Kyle had a nice contested catch, which he's been doing a lot lately. Drake still doesn't look whole. Mooney had a couple catches. I thought, you know, 8-7 did some good things on third down. But overall, it was all about Bijan.
Yeah, it definitely was. And credit to a number of different people. It would have been, Randy, we were so close to the most Falcons thing ever.
Yeah.
Because Puka Nacua catches that ball. It was correctly ruled incomplete. A.J. Terrell eventually knocked it away. It almost looked like to me a one-handed away from the body grab, going to the ground, have to survive that. And A.J. Terrell got a couple more fingers on it and knocked it away. But in the moment, Randy, he catches this ball right at that field goal target
right
line.
Right there.
And I'm like, it couldn't have been 4 yards away from the field goal target line. Maybe you feel like this guy can't make it.
He caught the ball
right off that field goal target line. Yeah. And I was just sitting there like, man, if they rule this a catch – they're going to kick a field goal, go to overtime.
And win the game. Yeah.
There's just no way in overtime you pull this off. But ultimately, they did find a way, and you're right. Bijan Robinson last night won a lot of people their fantasy championships.
Oh, hell yeah.
A lot of people.
I do believe that. That's hard not to believe that this guy, this young man, you know, if you had him, I mean, I don't know, Bo, you know this better than I do. Is this the highest score of the year or one of the – because, I mean – they didn't. It was, you knew who was getting the ball on every play. You knew that they were going to put it in Seven's hands, whether you throw it to him, whether you hand it to him, whether you pitch it to him, because this guy was in the zone. I mean, the touchdown run, the 90-yard touchdown run.
Yeah.
I mean, the way, like, because Muhammad Wilkerson just whiffed, just missed his guy completely, and the guy is sitting in the hole.
Pros don't miss that
badly. B just made a miss and then just took it to the damn house. I know earlier he had a long run, and that was the one because previous game he had a long run and got tackled. He got caught from behind. But this time, the last couple of times when he's had an opportunity, because that was the one big thing about coming into this year, was him breaking off those big runs. Because his biggest play was the pass, this catch in New Orleans, I think it was. And then coming into this year, you were looking for him because he had everything. But we were waiting for that big home run, and he's had two of them this year. So, yeah, I mean, he was just outstanding last night.
Yeah,
third highest running back score of the season behind Derrick Henry.
Last week,
okay. And Jahmyr Gibbs in, like, week 8.
Okay. All right, thanks, Bo. But, I mean, yeah, I mean, if you played against him, sorry for you. Had him, great job.
Wait, Derrick Henry last week or this past week?
No, this past week.
Right, when he went for 204 touchdowns. Yeah, yeah.
Bo, you and Andy had, don't y'all have Bijan?
No, we did last season.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. This year we did have Jackson Smith and Jigba, but we also had Lamar Jackson at quarterback, that went way south for us.
That didn't go too well.
My sister had Bijan and won her fantasy championship, her first year ever playing fantasy, with a team that I declared at the start of the year the worst fantasy team ever assembled.
And she just went out there and it just
I didn't look at the rest of the league.
Right.
No one knew what they were doing. Bo, you would hate yourself trying to pour through the draft order and what went down there. But congrats to her on winning a fantasy championship. Beginner's luck, and it'll fall apart horrifically next year.
What a hater you are.
What
a damn hater you are.
By the way, she posted that she had won her championship on Facebook, and I looked at it. She's been spelling Bijan wrong all year long.
Look at you. You just can't let your sister have
Rain, game. Rain, come on.
It ain't that big a deal. It's that big a deal. Are you in the league?
No.
Oh, okay.
Man, you can't.
Be happy for your sister, man.
I am. It's very nice
for her. Stop being a hater.
It's also pretty funny for her to like
to come back with butt. Leave that woman alone.
It's pretty funny for her to pound her chest about being number one and misspelling the guy's name all year long.
I like how she pounded her chest and kicked everybody's ass on her first time.
She threw a U in there.
Yeah.
Bijaun.
You're a hater, man. That sounds like some salt to me because maybe you didn't win yours.
I luckily got out of all fantasy this year. I'm very happy about it. This hour of the Midday Show brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course, Atlanta Golf Open. Everyone visit BobbyJonesGC.com. Look, we're going to talk a lot of Falcons today. Obviously, we're going to let you have your say as well at the 40s, 11:40, 12:40, and during the AMA at 1:40. We're going to do a little bit of college football here and there as well. I got some more questions, though, about the Falcons. And Randy, you know me enough. I watch these games pretty emotionally. I'm also working on the rundown as we go through a game. And there were three, like, very obvious stages of should I delete this comment off the rundown and change it up? And I kind of just went with, like, what my thoughts were at three different times of the game. And equally frustrating, with the exception of the final thought, in which that was as they were winning the game. But my early thought, as you go up 21-0 into halftime, you just have a huge touchdown from Bijan Robinson. Jesse Bates makes a play and all that.
Oh, yeah.
Where was it? Where was this performance for weeks 7 through 14 when you went 1-7? And what do you attribute it to?
You're just going to drive yourself crazy asking questions like that. I know.
It's not about now anymore. It's about deciphering how you set yourself up to win next season and the season after that and the season after that. And so what happened there that either needs to be changed or adjusted or whatever before next season?
You got
to
play better, period. Play better. Play better special teams. They got a kick block because of a lazy ass protection from a player on there.
Boy, did you see that? Right.
That wasn't coaching. That was him being lazy as hell and not taking that and not doing your damn job. That's what that was. But fine, you want to blame the coach? Fine, I blame him, whatever. I'm not absolving him of anything because he's had his issues. But you got a guy with your protection. You step down, you protect the inside freaking gap on freaking field goals. That is the ultimate job. That's your only job. Step down and anchor. And you got your ass blown up, dude. Block. What a hell of a play by Verse with the lucky bounce, and he just comes straight to him. But that's what I'm saying. Players got to play better. Players need to take more accountability to playing better going in this year, next year, and down the future.
I think it was Wilkinson, and he essentially stood up like they weren't going to rush.
Yes,
he essentially just stood up like, well, that's like, the play. We're going to take the kick.
What the hell's going on? Like, that's your job. Your job on the field goal block as a lineman, you step down and you protect, and you get big, and you pray that the ball gets off. Not some lazy-ass crap that he did on that play.
The other question I had about where was this in weeks 7 through 14 when you went 1-7 and effectively ended your season in terms of the playoff chase. How much did that potentially play a role? And what I mean by that is, does playing without the pressure of expectation and a playoff hanging over your head, playing just for each other or for the coach, Does that change anything? Does that allow you to play better somehow?
It should.
I know it shouldn't. But does it?
No, I don't think it does. I think you're just playing better. I don't think it's because you don't have the pressures. I mean, that's you're a professional athlete. You get paid lots of money to go play a child's game. So I don't think that, we're out of the playoffs. Let's just start playing better. That's a dumbass way to look at things. So, no, I don't think that at all.
All right, so that was my early thoughts, right? I'm typing up as we head into halftime. Here's where I'm at. Where was all this? Then we got to my kind of later thoughts when it looked like you were going to blow it.
Yep.
All right. We already know they ended up saving it. They won the game. I get that. When it looked like you were blowing it, when it was tied 24-24, and again, this is an emotional thought. I get it. My thought was, if you were undecided and needed one more example of why change is needed, here you go.
Yep. I mean, that is one of those things where it's always like, well, how is this team this record or whatever it is? Coming to the season, they were predicted to win 8 games. Everybody wants to put stock in Vegas all the time. They were predicted to win 8 damn games. They win next week, that'd be 8 games with the bettors or whatever thought it was. I'm not surprised they're in this position right now, but the thing about it is now you got those questions, because if I'm Arthur Blank, I ask myself that same thing. Why the hell didn't we do this earlier? Why the hell do we look so good right now? What has changed? What is all these different things? And there's difference. I mean, the biggest thing, they're playing better. They're playing better, and they're not allowing those Falcon moments to – I'll take it back. They have not been in a lot of those Falcon moments during this 3-game losing streak. Obviously, they had it last night. They were able to overcome it. But, yeah, if I'm the decision maker, that's going to make me even more mad. Like, damn, why are we playing this well? Why are we playing better than – and obviously, you got to look at keeping the red helmets. They just look good, and they win with them on. So you got to think about maybe making that a permanent thing. But I think if you're
that could be the most productive thing Rich McKay does for this team. He's on the rules committee.
I know he is.
Get that done.
But I think if anything, it's more or less you're sitting there and you're like, okay, damn. But what I always say this all the time. I don't believe in the NFL seasons carry over to season. I do not believe in the momentum of the momentum of winning at the end of the season goes in the next year. I do not believe that. Will that be something when you're meeting with the decision makers to save your job? Hell yeah, you're
going
to say
that's the task, right?
Hell yeah, you're going to say it. But at the same time, I mean, these dudes, especially when all of your young players are playing so well. I mean, Xavier Watts was outstanding yesterday. He was outstanding. That pick, and I said it, ball didn't lie. James Pierce was not offsides. I don't give a damn. He was moving towards the line. He was not offsides. All right, then they took away a damn turnover, another touchdown. Then you have an even bigger cushion. But for Watts to come down the next play and get that pick was outstanding.
A lot of good from last night, and I think you're right. If a decision has not yet been made in regard to the future of the management of this team and coaching staff, I think Raheem is certainly going to argue, look at this.
Yeah.
We can sustain this next year. And I think the job of the decision makers, Arthur Blank or whoever else is in the room, is to not look at this as you said, something that will carry over, and to look at the isolated entire season and what could have been, what isn't, and all that. But I agree with you. I mean, you look at Bijan and what you've got going on defense, and it still feels like there's something that should be there. And that's what's frustrating, is that it's not.
Yeah.
And this was my final thought, essentially. You're 4-1 in primetime this year. You're on a 3-game winning streak, and you head into Week 18 being able to hand the division to Carolina.
Yeah.
Not for yourself,
right,
but for Carolina. Yeah. And they may handle their own business Saturday. We'll find out.
It makes you even more mad. Yeah. Like, I understand the frustration behind it, but at the same time, like, people say, like, my man Brian Baldinger, he said this once. He said that, you know, your special teams should win you at least 2 games, not lose you 2. Falcons special teams lost 3 games. Easily. Because you saw the same old crap.
And making the kick yesterday doesn't count as a winning on special teams.
You made the game-winning kick. But I'm saying, you look at what happened yesterday. You get the block field goal because of a lazy-ass effort. And then you got all the momentum coming out of halftime, and then you give up a big-ass kickoff turn.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's what they do.
I do want to give credit to Pinion, who popped a 60-yarder when you really needed it out the pretty much back of your own end zone.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that he was booted the hell out that ball.
Helpful, too. All right, it's the midday show here. Abe Gordon, Randy McMichael here. We're going to let you hear from a couple of guys on the Falcons, Raheem and Kirk Cousins, and maybe even a member or two of the Rams as well. They're dealing with a loss, and they got to figure some stuff out. I think a lot of their issues is just Devontae Adams is going to be healthy in a couple of weeks.
They're
going to be a real problem.
I mean, they're going to be all right.
Yeah, I think so too. But we'll talk about that, what's trending next, and then your calls at 11:40. Hour one, well underway on the Midday Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.